Robert Kraft on the Greg Hill Show, their 5-year anniversary show.
You think we'll have a 5-year anniversary show?
Oh, yeah, totally.
What about 5 week?
I'm happy with that, too.
I left you speechless.
Whatever works there, we'll see. So long as we get something, you know, like a cake or pizza or whatever.
I mean,
you know?
Can we get to week 5 of the NFL season? I think so.
I mean, come on.
Probably.
Making some big promises here.
I like cake. I like where your head's at.
Yeah, you know, so long as we get rewarded somehow with some sort of gesture from management, that's all I'm looking for.
You appreciate
just
it.
A little attaboy, a little pat on the ass. That's what I'm looking for these days.
I'd prefer cake.
I mean, whatever.
Keep your hands to yourself and bring me cake.
Cake, same thing. 617-779-7937 is the phone number. There is a Mike Reese piece up this morning, and it is about the new Patriot way, Gerard Mayo's approach, and how the change in culture was something that they did very much intentionally, and that Robert Kraft's belief that players entering the NFL respond better to a different style of coaching than they did a decade ago. First of all, do you think that is something Robert Kraft has observed over time, or do you think that he sort of looked at Gerard Mayo and said, this is my guy, and then started filling in reasons why he was a better option than Bill Belichick?
No, I think anyone who's in the sports world, in any sport almost, at any level almost, has seen there's a lot of changing going on with the interaction between coaches and athletes.
Sure.
I think it's high school, college, all the way. Like, it's just a different world. Attention spans, egos, money, NILs. You know, we were
talking. Funny you mentioned attention spans, because you're right. I mean, there's a couple of, I'm probably about to bring this up right now, but there's players who 2 weeks into the season are getting very impatient. You know, their attention is, all right, where's my receptions? Where are my looks? Where is this?
And that's how kids think, or yeah, young men, or, you know, tweeners, whatever these are, teenagers and young adults and all that they are, they live in a world where it's literally second to second, because they got to send a stupid Snapchat or whatever that thing is, the streaks and the crap that they send.
I don't know. You send streaks to people?
Yeah, it's all the kids do it. It's stupid. They send photos of each other all day long and keep streaks of how many days in a row you've sent the photo to your friend and girl and this and that. And it's everywhere.
Sounds awesome.
I don't get it. I really don't get it, but they all do it. It runs the world. Huh. And I get stuck in them because, like, my daughter will, like, hold it sideways and, like, show me next to her. And I'm like, I didn't sign anything. I didn't approve. That's illegal in the state of Massachusetts or something.
It's a two-party consent.
I don't want to be
here,
in
right?
your snap. But that's the world they're growing up in. And I think that is absolutely legitimate. Like, you have to treat people differently. Listening to Bears Najarian, the right-hand man for Bill Belichick, on the Games with Names podcast, Julian Edelman's podcast, he said, he had a line that I thought Julian Edelman missed a follow-up question, but, you know, I don't know, Bill changed over the years in some of those things, and then Bears said, maybe we shouldn't have, because, you know, they went down the crapper kind of over the last 4 years, and I do think Bill changed in some of those areas, cell phones and just, like, the old days, they used to make them leave cell phones outside the meetings. I don't think they do that anymore. I don't know if they stay at their locker. I don't know what all the rules are. But those are issues he didn't deal with Lawrence Taylor and Pepper Johnson, right? Like, back in the day. And just the mentality of these kids is different, whether it's the impetuousness or, like, the impulsive kind of nature of everything.
Yeah. The NIL stuff, I think, is a big part of it, too. I mean, everybody who's in the league right now made some NIL money. I mean, that's just the way it is. And when you're in college now, and I'm not even saying I don't like this, but now that that's sort of associated, okay, the more highlights I have and the more receptions I get and the more I do, the higher my profile is going to be, the higher my Q rating. And now here I am in the NFL, and they're not even looking at any of the wide receivers. Like, yeah, I'm Pop Douglas. I don't like this. Even though I was a 6th-round pick, you know, if I want to have a career in the NFL, I know it's all tied into this. And maybe that's a lesson that's better well learned in college now. I mean, really, like, you're there to be educated, but let's be honest here. I mean, it's a football factory, a lot of these places. Maybe not Liberty, where Douglas went, but, you know, in the SEC and things like that, it's much more of a business. It's much more of a big corporate business.
Well,
and they should be prepared for that.
Everybody plays for two schools.
Right.
I mean, it's a thing at Division II and Division III level. Or I was watching a volleyball game with my daughter the other night, and they're like, this, I forgot Florida. You know, she began her career at this school, and that it's like, wow, it's in volleyball and everything. Like, all sports are doing that.
Yeah.
You know, remember the, is it the Havender twins, the basketball twins that went from, like, Fresno State to Miami to wherever the hell else
I think that's their name.
You said it very authoritatively, so you better be right while correcting me.
Am I right, Brian, is the Havender twins?
I think you're right. I think it's Havender twins.
Hold on. Let me look it up just to make sure.
That was a very cool
Havender twins.
Yeah, I think you're right.
Haley Havender.
Yeah, I totally don't know. No idea who you're talking about.
Haley and Hannah Havender.
Play that off. But that's all part of their world. And remember Bill used to...
These girls take a lot of pictures.
Easy.
They do. I'm just saying. A lot of pictures of them on the internet.
Bill used to redshirt running backs. Remember that was sort of the accepted thing? If you're a running back, you barely played your first year.
Damian Harris barely played. All of them. Yeah, all sure, of course. Yeah.
I don't know how those guys would take that now. Like, they may not have liked it then, but now it feels like they'll pop off more. And you're coming in money. You got logos. You got merch probably being sold on your website. And I just think Jerod, I'm not saying it's easy for Jerod just because he's younger. I think this is going to be an absolute mess for a lot of coaches to deal with.
Yeah.
Young or old, new, experienced, whatever. But is he maybe a little bit more able to deal with that? Probably.
Probably. And I also think having Tom Brady on the team, if he was, you know, if it was still the day of Tom Brady, like Patrick Mahomes, for example, someone on the Chiefs gets drafted to the Chiefs. And maybe they don't pop off as much because, hey, you're playing with Patrick Mahomes.
Right.
Like, shut the bleep up and just be happy that you're in
and
the
winning.
League. And winning, too. You know, like, you're going to be in the AFC Championship game this year, and that's just the way it is. So, you know, be patient, and you'll get yours. You'll be up there in the parade, and it'll be all part of the thing. That was a selling point. And this was before the NIL days. I mean, obviously, Brady was here for 20 years. But that's sort of the point. Like, there's none of that prestige anymore with the Patriots. Belichick was the last sort of piece of it, but once things fell apart with him and Mac Jones, then it was over. I mean, guys were openly questioning him and his authority. They were questioning his game plans and all of that, like in media scrums after the games. And once that's over, it's over. I mean, you can't keep that going if you're not good anymore.
Right. And I think the mentality is also, too, speaking of the swiftness of it, because of the transfer portal, I'm not playing here, I'll transfer there.
Right.
Well, when you get to the NFL, it's not quite the same. You may still have the same mentality of I have to prove it instantly. Well, they drafted Pop Douglas to be here for 6 years, whatever. At the very least, four years.
Pop Douglas, I think, would hit the transfer portal right now if he could.
Doesn't it feel like
that?
A
lot of these wide receivers probably would.
But it's a little different because, it's only week two. I don't know why you were all so crazy. But maybe you do have that mentality of, well, if I don't produce, I want to leave, and they're going to replace me anyway because they're going to go in the transfer portal and bring in a different. And there is a little bit more stability in the pros now because when you draft a guy in the anything but the first round, you get 4 years, right? The first round, you get that fifth-year option. You get the franchise tag. Like, you can easily look at the pros in a way as being more stable than college where Deion's running your guy is running half the roster out of town and producing stars in Travis Hunter and Shedeur Sanders. Not necessarily producing a football team, producing stars, right? That's different too.
Yeah.
And college basketball has been a lot of that. There's been a lot of complaints about the tournament in recent years that all the players are just playing for themselves. They're one and done. There's no teams. There's no 3 and 4 year teams that have been kept together and building their way up, and all of a sudden they're ready as juniors and seniors to win. Nope, it's all individuals playing sports.
Yeah, you're right about that. 617-779-7937 is the phone number. We have a piece of breaking news here. Don't need the sounder. A piece of breaking news involving Chuks Okorafor, and this is from Field Yates. Prior to Thursday Night Football, the Patriots moved Chuks Okorafor from the exempt left squad list to the reserve left squad list, which means a team is granted a 5-day exemption when moving a player to the left squad list, but if the player doesn't come back within 5 days, his season is over. Okorafor thus cannot return to the Patriots this season. The Chuks Okorafor era, brief as it was, now over here in New England.
Error. It was an error in judgment, in signing, in positioning. And I'm guessing he sees it as an error as well, deciding to come here. I don't think anybody was happy about that, the way it played out.
No. I mean, one of Elliott Wolf's big signings and probably as bad a one as you could possibly ask for.
Yeah.
Do they get cap relief for any of this? Or
I'm Ron Burgundy?
Probably not.
There'd probably be a grievance. He left the squad.
Yeah.
You have a contract.
Right.
I paid you to play, not to leave.
Well,
no, I'm guessing.
They put him on the list.
I'm guessing there will be a potential return of cap space and something there. Yes.
Okay. I mean, they got plenty of it anyway, so I don't know
why you're worried about
that. But yeah.
So you can add to the number you bitch about? Is that what you want to do?
Yes.
Make the number you bitch about bigger?
I would like to be able to bitch
Perfect.
More about the about that number.
Typical.
And by the way, you're acting like that's no big deal. I think it's a big deal that they still have all this cap space left on a very flawed roster where they could have spent more.
Oh, they could have, but that's water under the bridge, and now they're going to spend all of it next spring.
All right, well, we're still floating
Wait
down the river,
Wait till the offseason of the Red Sox burning cash and then the Patriots burning cash. Your mind is going to be blown with excitement.
Okay, and then I'll be into that when we take our little road trip to Fantasyland. How about that, Andy? 617-779-7937 is the phone number. We'll get to some final thoughts of the Patriots and the Jets, and we'll give you a full-on gambling guide for this game. We got prop bets. We got all sorts of things here for the Patriots and the Jets. Our final thoughts on that coming up next.
Your home of the Sox. Now, here's what's trending on WEEI.
Trending now brought to you by Harry Potter, the exhibition. Boston Red Sox earned a win last night by a score of 2-1 down in Tampa Bay over the Rays. Trevor Story, he went deep for the Sox. Pitcher Justin Slayton earned the win. Sox now sit at 4 games back of the final AL wild card spot. The rubber match game is tonight, and we'll have the call of the game for you right here. The Shaw's and Star Market, WEI Red Sox Radio Network. Shaw's perfecting the art of fresh. First pitch tonight is at 6:50 with Brian Baio on the bump for the Sox. Zach Ladle on the hill for the Rays. Our coverage begins at 5:50 with the MassMutual Red Sox pregame show with our very own Cooper Boardman. Week 3 of the NFL season kicks off tonight with the New England Patriots squaring off against division rival New York Jets. Juwan Bentley, Sidy Soh, Vidarian Lowe, and O'Shane Zimenez, none of them are going to be playing tonight. David Andrews, Mike Nwenu, Jabril Peppers, and Dietrich Wise are listed as questionable. You should hear more about them around 6:30 when the final injury report is released. Linebacker Jermaine Johnson is currently the only Jet player set not to play. For the bettors out there, New York currently sits as 6-point favorites. Kickoff for that game is at 8:15, and the New England Revolution played to a draw last night with CF Montreal. Revs will face Charlotte FC on Saturday. Magic opens in Boston on September 13th. Means it's already been opened. Celebrate the filmmaking magic and more at Harry Potter. The exhibition opens September 13th for a limited time. Tickets at harrypotterexhibition.com. I'm Brian Frisoco. That's what's trending on WEI and on WEI.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
EI.com.
617-779-7937 is the phone number if you want to get your thoughts in here before we hand things over to the Mass Mutual pregame show. Red Sox and the Rays coming your way from the Trop in just about an hour and a half, I should say, until we get first pitch in that one. We will be turning things over to Cooper Boardman right around 5:45-ish, something like that, a little earlier than usual because of these weird Tampa Bay start times. Don't worry, it's all going to be over soon. Red Sox fans won't have to keep cutting into your nighttime listening here.
I heard Brian say in the trending they're only 4 games back.
Yeah, it's true.
And a big series this weekend against the Twins. So if they win tonight and the Twins lose, they would be 3 games back of the Twins with a series against the Twins this weekend.
We doing this?
Well, they also have the Tigers.
I'm just telling you the numbers, Andy. I'm not telling you what's going to happen, what I think's going to happen.
You know what stats are for?
The standings.
Losers, that's what Belichick said.
They have to pass the Mariners and the Tigers, too. So not only do the Twins have to sweep the Twins, the Tigers and the Mariners have to lose every single one of those games as well.
Well, yeah, but if you're getting into the weeds of it, yeah, sure.
It's not the weeds. I mean, it's just that's...
it's all over.
I'm reading the standings is what I'm doing here. And unfortunately, it's 3.5 games right now, as a matter of fact. Because
so you're telling me there's a chance.
Nope, no one Tigers, said that. Tigers and the Twins are now tied for that last spot. So you got.
Is there a better chance that I go on a date with Halle Berry or the Red Sox make the playoffs?
I would say the Red Sox making the playoffs.
I don't think
probably
so.
A better chance.
I like
of
my
that.
Chances.
Do you know?
Have you guys
Halle
been talking Berry? Lately?
Yeah.
You
know, no, me? But I could. I'm sure, I could like DM her, like reach out on Instagram.
Yeah, that's a good way to.
You know, I'm host two of the WEI afternoon show.
Kind
right?
of a big deal. Someday I hope
maybe
to.
Maybe you've heard of it.
Adam Schefter said he wants my job.
Yes, Schefter would like to take my job.
Adam Schefter, maybe you've heard of him.
She probably hasn't.
Probably not.
Like, who the hell is that? How about Alex Cora? He noted our show. Have you heard of him? No? Jesus, get out more, Hallie.
I know. Come on, Hallie. Get with it. So, that's coming your way here in just a little bit. Any final thoughts on this matchup tonight? We'll get to our gambling takes here in about 5 minutes. But any last-minute thoughts here on the Aaron Rodgers Jets and their home opener here?
Well, I know I chastised you earlier for asking your question improperly to Tom Curran.
About can they keep it close?
Because I do think they can. If they can play the game.
And in fairness, I shouldn't have asked it that way.
But they can play the game on their terms. Like if the line does its, let's say Onwenu and Andrews are out there.
Yep.
And they kind of get the ground game going. Because Caden Wallace is not a guy that can't play football playing left tackle. Like. Chukwuma Okorafor.
We thought that about Okorafor, and then it turns out he can't play football.
And he couldn't have sucked more, and you won the game. Now, you replaced him. It's a bad example. I don't know who they're going to replace Wallace with.
Right.
But you know what I mean? Like, this is a football player. It's a guy who played at Penn State. There is the potential that they could get a ground game going.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Like, I don't feel great about it. I'm just saying that could happen against a Jets team that is giving up yards on the ground. And if you do that, I'm a big believer. If you drive down the field, if you go 10 plays with 8 runs and Ramondre Stevenson has like 60 yards rushing at the end of the first drive and you're up 7-0, that matters. They might start saying, yeah, these are the Jets. Screw the Jets. They're not that. You know what I mean?
Right.
I also think the converse is true, that Aaron Rodgers might go down the field and hit Garrett Wilson 4 times on an 8-play drive, including a touchdown, and the Patriots go, ooh. Right? Like, anything is possible, as the great KG once said, but my expectation is they're going to hang around for a little while, and then the night's going to get long, the crowd's going to get mean, the game's going to get out of hand, Aaron Rodgers is making plays, we made some mistakes, the pressure's getting to Brissett, and all those things just start snowballing, and then you end up with kind of an ugly, lopsided loss, and we're questioning where this team is at right now.
Yeah, I think that's very much in play. I think it's very much in play that we even see Drake May tonight, not because they take Brissett out, but
you sure?
I could see, Joe
Milton.
Being a big, I don't think it's going to be Joe Milton. Unfortunately for all the Joe Milton fans out there, I just don't think that's going to be. I think they're going to stick to what they said, and that he's going to be the backup, and that if something happens to Brissett, and I don't want anything to happen to him, obviously, but with the entire side of your line and the starters who weren't that good to begin with, you're running for your life with those guys. It's hard to imagine it could be much worse, but this team keeps surprising me with this offensive line play. And
no,
I think
it's overblown.
It's definitely not overblown, Gerard Mayo. I hate to tell you that, and I hate to put it that way, but it's a real problem. And, I think, you know, Geno Smith gave you everything you could possibly handle. And now here comes Aaron Rodgers in front of his home crowd, first real game for him. You know, like, you had Joe Burrow in week one, and that was a game on the road, and, you know, they did well against him, but I think this is a different animal. That team didn't seem prepared. This team's got two games under their belt. Like, yeah, there's real potential for disaster here.
And the funny thing is, so we did the preview with Will somebody from the Jets podcast. Nice guy.
Ah, yes, Will somebody. I'm a big fan of him.
Apologize, Will, for forgetting your name right now.
Good old what's his name?
They still have a little thing where they're not really sold on their team and Aaron Rodgers and their coach. Like, there's still a little bit of doubt in their mind where they don't really trust that they're the better team. They're the more talented team. They're at home. And that's where I said, you could sway that crowd. If you can make a play early, if you can.
Is it Will Parkinson?
Will Parkinson. That's my guy. Yeah, Will Parkinson.
Yeah, oh, Will Parkinson.
We go way back on the Six Rings pod, Will and I. They're still the Jets. As much as Patriots fans say Jets are going to Jets, I think Jets fans sometime wonder, are we going to Jets? You know what I mean?
We had a caller earlier saying he's expecting them to
expecting
Jets
them
later.
To have a bad game.
And if you can pounce on that, okay. But I just, the bottom line is this is, for me, a tough spot for the Patriots. I think this is a bad week for them. I think this is a bad situation, bad health, bad matchup, bad, and bad equals 31-13 Jets.
All right. Well, we'll get into our betting predictions.
These are good.
Here coming up. What?
These. The props.
The props, yeah.
I'm making some money tonight.
Here.
I don't know if the Pats are going to win, but I'm making myself some money on my FanDuel app.
Of course. We'll be. I got a couple of pieces of action on this one as well. Why don't we go ahead and start then with our picks for tonight? We'll have to stretch this one out a little bit here because we got some time before we hand things over to the MassMutual pregame show. I'm just realizing right now, but that's okay. That's okay. We can talk. We can stretch. What do you got?
What
do you
is
got
host
tonight?
One doing?
Host one is filibustering because we have a long time here before we have to.
Okay, so before
move
we start
on,
this, real
let's
quick.
Get into it.
We never got into something I wanted to talk about. Who's under the most pressure tonight amongst the coaches?
Good call.
You have Gerard Mayo, obviously the head coach. You have Alex Van Pelt, whose offense is being kind of lambasted inside the building,
heavily
outside the building,
yes,
everywhere.
Say, yes.
Everyone's ripping it. And then you have DeMarcus Covington, who might have the toughest matchup part of it with Aaron Rodgers. And also, don't look now, Mina Kimes. You might want to go back and watch a little bit of it. His defense didn't exactly do the job against the Seattle Seahawks. So I personally would say it's Gerard Mayo because I think the culture is in question. And also the defensive side of the ball, that's his area of expertise.
Right.
So I think he's twofold. He's got a foot in that world as the head of the defense and then a foot in the head coaching world. So tonight is a bit of a commentary on where Gerard Mayo is in his evolution.
I agree. And in case you don't know what Andy was talking about there with Mina Kimes, she said this today on Get Up.
I mean, obviously the three of us are in alignment about this physical Pats run game. I just wanted to add one thing, another reason why I think they're going to run the ball and run the ball well. I don't think they're going to fall behind. Like, to me, one of the most slept on units in the entire NFL is this Patriots defense. They are for real. They have studs at every level. They're so well coached. I think their simulated pressures are going to give this Jets front fits. They are exceptional against the run. By the way, much better than New York on that front. So I see this game being close and ugly, exactly how New England wants it.
Yeah. Keon White, Jabril Peppers, yep. Kyle Duggar. Ooh, like, those are names.
Keon White, you guys.
Woo! Keon White, you guys. So
yes.
Good, you guys.
What do you mean?
I think they have a good defense. I think she's overrating it a bit, and I also think they didn't exactly cover themselves in glory last week. They basically shut them out in the second half, aside from that field goal drive that they went on, but it was certainly not. It wasn't the type of defensive effort that you write home about and say, hey, look at how great we are when Geno Smith leads the whole NFL in passing for the week, and you have 200-plus yard receivers on the other team.
Yeah, no. They're at a crossroads of how good they're going to be. Just good, because I think they're good. Now, injuries, as Tom Curran pointed out, could start to pile up.
Yeah.
With Barmore and Bentley. You've kind of lost your best player on the front, your best player at the second level. If you start to lose one of your best players at the third level, if one of those safeties or corners goes down, could that be sort of the straw that broke the camel's back kind of thing? And it's Aaron Rodgers. It's Garrett Wilson. It's Breece Hall. If you want to know how good they are, go watch Bill Belichick's podcast from a couple weeks ago.
Tell you
guy
all about
was
them.
Gushing about them.
Yeah, he certainly would. And in terms of pressure on these coaches, you're right. I mean, DeMarcus Covington's the only one with any expectations. There's no expectations for Alex Van Pelt in this offense. No one expects them to actually be good. You expect the defense to be good. Mina Kimes thinks they're the most slept-on defense in the entire NFL. That's a prominent voice in national football dialogue. That's how you're being characterized right now, and that's the reason, by the way, that anybody who's betting on this team tonight is betting that it's going to be within 6 points is because of the Patriots' defense, not because of their offense. That's 100% why any of those bets are going that way.
Anyone?
I would say anyone.
I wouldn't. I get an app that would say otherwise.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
And what app is that?
Mine. I took the Jets and I laid the points.
Very good.
You said everyone.
Well,
and
no.
Anyone.
Anybody who's taking the Patriots.
Oh, I thought you meant anyone betting in general.
No. Anyone who's taking the Patriots plus 6.5.
Yeah, no, I'm taking the Jets
minus six and a half. I'm saying if you're taking the Patriots, you're doing it. You're taking them to keep it close because you think their defense will keep it close.
Oh,
not because you think their offense is going to go crazy and make it a
game. Actually think if you're taking them, I think you're in part taking them because you think their ground game can keep it close. I think you would look at the Jets' run defense and say they can be run on, especially, I know you were disappointed to find out that we weren't going to get inactives, but if you're watching the pregame show and you see C.J. Mosley inactive for the Jets, I think that's a chip in the Patriots' direction to run
Certainly.
The ball and win this game potential, or keep it close. You're right. Win the game might be strong, but if he's out and the other injuries they have, I think you can run the ball on them and try to control the clock and try to play the game on your terms.
Yeah, I think you certainly can. All right, let's get to it. Let's get to some betting props here. Before we even start with our own props, I want to give you a couple of trends that I read on ESPN today, the ESPN research, that should maybe, I don't know if it has you reconsidering anything. Let me just give you, hit you with some knowledge here. Underdogs of at least 6 points are 8-0 against the spread this season. That's the best mark through 2 weeks since the merger. And the last time underdogs of 6-plus points were undefeated through 2 weeks was 1969. Nice. They're 4-4 outright. The Jets have not closed as at least 6-point favorites against the Patriots since the year 2000. And the Patriots have been favored in 24 straight meetings, the longest active head-to-head streak in the NFL. Patriots are 6-1 against the spread and 15-1 in the last 16 meetings. Patriots have won 8 straight road meetings covering 5 of the past 6 road matchups. Patriots have covered 6 straight games as an underdog. They've also covered 4 straight road games. Mm-hmm. So there's all that in case you're, you know,
so they're due to fall
done against the spread. They're
due,
but they're also very good against the spread so far this year. They've covered both their games so far, and this would be their first 3-0 against the spread start since 2016. All right, give me a prop.
My favorite prop on the board might be, and I sprinkle a little something here, Antonio Gibson over 6.5 receiving yards.
I like it. That's
it's a catch.
One
it's a
catch.
Screen
yeah.
pass.
Right.
They're going to run screens. They're gonna try to keep from putting everything on Stevenson's plate. So I guarantee Gibson's in there. I guarantee he's going to be in there in some passing situations. Maybe third and long. He might not get the first down. I don't care. Just get me 7 yards.
Was his big play a catch or a run? I can't remember.
Run.
It was a run?
It was a run.
But it was like a lateral bat, right? It was like a pass in the backfield, maybe?
I think it was a,
or like
toss,
a toss,
maybe to the
that's
left side.
Was, yeah.
yeah. But, yeah, Gibson. Sprinkle a little something on Gibson over. All you need is one play.
Yeah. Speaking of overs, Hunter Henry on FanDuel right now, over 3.5 receptions is plus money, plus 102, that he gets at least 4 catches. I'm not saying he's going to go off like he did last week, but I think he can get up to 4. And it seems like Brissett's looking for him. It seems like that's a guy who's on his radar, someone that he's developed a type of chemistry with right there. I'm surprised to see plus money for this. But at plus 102, I love Henry over 3.5 receptions here. And I think that despite, you know, people getting a little overexcited about that game last week, even if they make adjustments, Henry can be a productive player. Like, he's maybe someone that if the other team doesn't really game plan for him, he can do a little bit more. But if the other team starts to really focus on him, then you might have a problem, which could open up things for someone like Pop Douglas or whoever else. We'll get to him in a second. But go ahead. What's another prop you got?
Can I give you the saddest prop on the board?
Sure.
Will McDonald to record a sack.
That's the saddest?
Minus 148.
Oh, my God.
So they are pretty sure Will McDonald is going to record a
what's
sack.
The under? What's the under, like, under know. Half a sack? I mean, it's, that might be the better bet.
I don't think so. I think that's a solid bet right there.
Well,
I know you get the juice.
That's what they're thinking.
But I'm pretty sure Will McDonald and Jacoby Brissett will hug each other at some time.
They
tonight.
Might, but will he sack them? You know, like, that's
yes,
the
he
thing.
Will.
Brissett doesn't get sacked that much.
He will today.
He doesn't get sacked. He gets rid of the ball. He runs out of the pocket.
Like, you don't have to ruin my fun prop.
I'm just saying. The other one might
segment.
Be a better bet. All right, let's go to my next one, and that is Aaron Rodgers and his over-under in passing yards. The over-under is 224.5. The
that's
over
high.
Is the plus money. You got 215? I'm looking at FanDuel. It said 224. But maybe I got that wrong. Anyways, or maybe I did an alternative line. I'm not sure. But over 224.5 had plus 120. And I kind of like that over. I think he's going to throw a lot. I think you're going to see a lot of Rodgers going on third down, you know, in the long situations. And I think they'll be able to pick him up. If Geno Smith could pick up first downs against you, then I think Rodgers probably can. And I could see that. I could see that being a real problem for the Patriots. So I'm going to go over Rodgers, over 224.5. For
I got an over of my own for the Patriots. Ramondre Stevenson over 16.5 carries, rushes. I think they have to run the ball, and the Jets have not stopped the run. The Patriots, even with rotating offensive linemen, moving parts on the offensive line, have been able to run the football. I don't think it's crazy to think he can get 17 carries.
I don't think that's crazy either. He had 21 carries in the last game. Gibson had 11.
That's my one worry if they split it.
If they split them up, even if they do, I mean, I think he'll still get the majority of them. But, let's see. How many did he get in the first game? That would be 25 carries.
Oh, yeah. Blew it away
in the first game against the Bengals. So, yeah, I mean, listen, I don't think that they're at a point now where they can even bother to try and say, yeah, you know, we're a run team, but we're going to really try and surprise it. They'll mix in some passes here and there, but they're still going to be what they are.
And my concern there is that they just, the game gets out of hand and they put the running game away, kind of old school.
Which they may have to.
And they might, and then I lose. It happens.
And if they do have to, who are they going to throw to? I already gave you Hunter Henry. How about this? Pop Douglas.
Oh, you're ready.
The squeaky wheel. Is he going to get the grease tonight? Here's some numbers for you. If Pop Douglas... If you bet on him to get 50 or more yards, you got juice there, plus 250.
Oh.
Bump that up to 60 yards, plus 410. 70 yards, plus 610, and 80 yards.
All right, let's plus, not get crazy.
Plus 880. I'm just saying.
They have 80 yards on the season as a receiving corps.
If they have, if they're forced to throw, if they're deep in it and they have to force feed one of these guys, 80 yards isn't exactly, you know, the game of the year. Like Pop Douglas, if they decide we got to keep this guy happy and just feed him the ball, he could get 80 yards.
Andy,
I don't think that's
Sauce Gardner on.
I mean, who cares if, from their perspective? But
do you know what I mean? Like in terms of DeMario Douglas, like is I don't think Gardner's going to be shadowing him around the field.
I think they're going to play a lot of zone.
Probably play a lot of zone. Or I don't think he's a good matchup necessarily for Sauce Gardner. I don't like the smaller, quicker slot receiver. So. I would probably put Sauce Gardner on Tyquan Thornton, Burgundy. I don't know.
I'm Ron Burgundy.
I mean, does it matter? Until they prove they can throw the ball more than from me to you, I don't know that it actually matters.
We do have Mayo's thoughts on Pop Douglas from today, if you guys want to check it out. Get a bit of insight into your bets.
He spoke about this in his one-on-one with Zolak. Let's listen.
You know, for me, you know, Pop is one of our best receivers. He gets open. We just got to give him the ball and... You know, that's through coaching and also through executing on the field, and hopefully we can get that done this week.
So do you see him open in several situations? Where,
oh, yeah, I see.
Okay.
Not only Pop, but I would say some of these other receivers are open. Now, in saying that, there's a balance there.
Sure.
You know, we ran for, you know, almost 200 yards, and we controlled the football game through playing good defense in the running game. But I do think to loosen things up inside, we got to start taking more shots down the field.
I mean, he's right about that. They do have to start doing that. And Pop Douglas is the one who seems like he wants the ball the most out of maybe him and Jalen Reagor, but Rager's gone now. Last year, I just looked this up just for bleeps and giggles. Douglas only eclipsed 50 yards four times. He had a 54-yard game, 55, 84 yards against the Colts, and 74 against the Broncos. Hmm. And that was it in all the games that he played.
Well, they had a really bad offense.
I mean,
bad quarterbacks.
You say that like that's not the case right now.
What do they have this year?
I'm just saying.
Past tense, like it somehow got better.
Well, until now, last year was historically bad.
Right.
Now it may chase it.
Mm-hmm.
Remember when everybody told me the offense has to be better?
Yes, I remember hearing that.
Yeah. And I was like,
People thought it was going to be better with Bill O'Brien, too.
No, I know.
You know?
But everybody told me this year the offense has to be better. In the first year of Alex Van Pelt coordinating an offense on his own with a new veteran journeyman quarterback, no receivers that you're excited about or tent pole type receivers.
Right.
No offensive line, and yet everybody told me it had to be better.
Yeah.
Does it have to be better? Maybe it is if you just avoid...
It certainly doesn't have to be better.
Well, if you just... It depends how you grade, I think. If you avoid what we were talking... Like, just like we were talking about with Curran. If you avoid the hellacious interceptions, mm-hmm. does that make the offense better?
Not if you're not scoring any points.
Right, that's how I look at it. I mean, it's different.
Interceptions can cost you a game, but if it's a game where you're scoring points, you know, like, not scoring points costs you games more than interceptions do, I think.
Also, theoretically, this just came to me very late in the show.
Gotta score points.
Aren't the Patriots more suited for the start of the 2024 NFL season than we really thought? Because we thought you have to throw the ball to win in the NFL in 2024, and now we're having Mel Kiper going off that safeties are cheating by being too deep, passing is down, passing touchdowns are down. Maybe the Patriots are sneaky suited for this season.
Yeah.
They're ahead of the curve.
I'd say that if they had more of an offensive line,
checkers. Maybe,
and you know, if Stevenson wasn't getting hit in the backfield every play. But yeah, I mean, listen, honestly, they do. In terms of the teams that are underperforming, Patriots are overperforming, and that's in part because they have a good running game, good enough, and they're in condition. I mean, they played their guys in
the preseason.
Yeah, they're playing, and they're out there. I think that's...
Mayo should be coach of the year.
Oh, totally.
Genius.
What are the odds on that? That's going to really hurt my Andy Reid future there. But there you go. All right. Any other props you got?
I like Aaron Rodgers over passing yards, whatever number you get.
Whatever it
is. I had 215.5 because I look at what this secondary gave up. I look at their ability to throw the football. I think they're coming together a little bit. He's Aaron Rodgers. I think he's got a little something to prove in front of the home crowd. 215 yards, even in this season, is not a ton of yards to get over for Aaron Rodgers, Garrett Wilson, Breece Hall, and Allen. And the
what do you think of this 38.5 over-under?
I like the over. I mean, if I'm picking the Jets, if I'm picking the Jets to score 30, I feel like I'm taking the over. So yeah, I would take the over in the Jets with the significant win.
Yeah, they could win 20-19 and hit the over. That's what everyone thinks of the Patriots, or maybe it's what they think of the defense. Listen, we just heard a national reporter extol this Patriots defense, so it could be just as simple as that. All right, that is all the time we have here right now. Stick around. The Mass Mutual pregame show is coming your way with Cooper Boardman, and then it's Red Sox baseball, the Red Sox and the Tampa Bay Rays rubber match of that series tonight at Tropicana Field. That's all for us. We'll be back tomorrow.